Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
In these daily short sessions in the Word of God, we're considering right now the Beatitudes. Let's start with the first Beatitude, Matthew chapter 5, verse 3, where it says this, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." Now, it isn't hard to convince people that it's better to be rich than it is to be poor. Not many people would choose poverty over riches if they had the choice. Yet Jesus tells us something remarkable, that there is a special blessing for those who are poor, that is, poor in spirit, as it says here in Matthew chapter 5, verse 3. To be poor in spirit is somewhat like being poor when it comes to money. The poor in spirit recognize that they have no spiritual assets. They know that they're spiritually bankrupt. We might say that the ancient Greek had a word for the working poor and a word for the truly poor. Jesus used the word here for the truly poor. The word used indicates someone who must beg for whatever they have or whatever they get. So the one who is poor in spirit recognizes that their spiritual value and strength must come to them from the outside. They don't have it in themselves on the inside. To be poor in spirit is not our confession that we are by nature insignificant or personally without value, for that would be untrue. Instead, it's a confession that we are in need. We don't have in mind in ourselves that we need. You see, today many people think that the key to spirituality is found deep inside one's self. So they go on an inner search to dig down into the inner parts of their being because they think or hope that the answers are there, on the inside of them. But the one who is poor in spirit has given up on all of that. They know that there's no money in the bank account, so you can look at your bank statement all you want, but you won't find anything. Something outside must come to be the needed resource. We can also say that true poverty of spirit cannot be artificially induced by self-hatred. The Holy Spirit and our response to His working in our hearts has to bring it about. It is the work of God in us, and we respond to that work of God. Now, this beatitude, "Blessed are the poor in spirit," is first because this is where we start with God. It's like a ladder, with the first step being close enough to the ground so that anyone can start climbing. Later on in the Beatitudes, Jesus will give a blessing to those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, and a blessing to the pure in heart, and another one to those who make peace. That would be a real discouragement to those who felt that they did not have those things within themselves. But this first step, the foundation to the genuinely blessed life, this is something everyone can have. What can everyone have? Everyone can have nothing. You see, not everybody can be rich, but we can all be poor. Everyone can start here. It isn't first, blessed are the pure, or it isn't first, blessed are the holy, or the spiritual, or the wonderful. Everyone can be poor in spirit. Charles Spurgeon said it well. He said, "Not what I have, but what I have not is the first point of contact between my soul and God." The call to be poor in spirit is placed first for a reason, because it puts the following commands into perspective. Those commands cannot be fulfilled by one's own strength, but only by a beggar's reliance on God's power. You see, no one truly mourns until they poor in spirit. No one is meek towards other until they have a humble view of themselves. If you don't sense your own need and your own poverty, you're never going to hunger and thirst after righteousness. And if you have a too high view of yourself, you're going to find it very difficult to be merciful to other people. Now, What do the poor in spirit gain? This is what it says in Matthew chapter 5, verse 3. It says, "For theirs is the kingdom of heaven." Those who are poor in spirit, so poor that they must beg, these ones are rewarded. They receive the kingdom of heaven because the poverty of spirit is an absolute prerequisite for receiving the kingdom of heaven. And as long as we hold on to the dream of our own spiritual resources, we will never receive from God what we absolutely need to be saved, to be truly blessed. The poor in spirit are lifted from their low place and set in God's royal kingdom. You see, to say poor in spirit sounds as if they have nothing, yet in fact they inherit all things. It is indeed a quite happy poverty, because it is a poverty rewarded richly. God promises great things to those who stop looking for those things within themselves and start looking unto God instead. Look to Him today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.